Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. What I love about this example is the power of taking a secondary role in a bigger market. It's almost counterintuitive because us thought leaders usually like to be the star of the show. This conversation, though, begets a bigger question. How do we effectively introduce ourselves to a new market? How do we position ourselves when we're the new kid on the block? My favorite tactic is partnership. Think about it. Have y'all noticed that how we perceive folks is influenced by who introduces them? It's a form of validation. So instead of looking at ways to make a big splash in a new market, maybe we should look at who can introduce us from a place of power. That's where our relationships and networks come in. Now, let's go a step further. How do we approach these power players? Again, it's the connection between your cause and theirs, and positioning our role as a helper. Just making up an example here, it goes something like this. You know, Betty Sue, I've been thinking about your work and blah, 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 and I think I can contribute to that cause. Can I have 10 minutes of your time to discuss how my blah, blah, blah can be another advocate here? See how that works? It's not about us getting into a new market, which would happen. It's about us adding to their efforts. And that rising tide lifts all boats. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.